Hello and welcome back to the Style Stories podcast. I'm your host, personal stylist Lisa Gilby, and this is a podcast that tackles style, image and fashion for those of us over 40. Hello there, I'm so happy to be back at the microphone after a bit of a break. I did catch COVID, which was fun, and my son brought that home from school, but we're all fine now, and I'm back, and I'm going to be trying to bring a podcast to you once every 2 weeks regularly from now on. So today I'm going to dive right in to the topic, the main topic of the show, which is three big style myths. So three style myths that I'm really passionate about that I feel hold back your style. So before I dive into what those three top style myths are, I just want to talk a bit about why I got so exhausted. It was because I'm juggling too many balls. I've got lots of things going on in my business. I do one-to-one services for my clients where I do wardrobe edits and I take them shopping in London, which is very physical, and I do about 14,000 steps a day when I'm in that zone. I also have my online courses and I have my free Facebook group, my email list and this podcast, and obviously all my social media as well as being a mum of two. So it all got a bit much. Throw COVID in the mix and everything kind of crashed down. But I'm back and I just want to talk about the winning wardrobe formula, which is my mini course I created to really condense the key things that you need to know about your wardrobe to make sure you've got a really fantastic wardrobe that works for you, to take the guesswork out of what suits you, to take the overwhelm out of when you go to the shops and you don't know what to buy and you walk in a shop, look around and think, where do I start? I don't know what to buy. I don't know what suits me. Am I too old for this? You know, should I be wearing that to work? There's so many questions, and we are bombarded on a daily basis by images and, you know, many to-do lists and stuff coming up for Christmas, and it's all so overwhelming. I understand, and I've been victim of that myself recently, and I got really, really tired and exhausted. And it's just far better to hone in on what works for you, to step back and to take the time, just a little bit of time, to really work out the three main things that you need to know, the winning wardrobe formula, which is what I've created in my mini course. I'm going to put the link underneath this podcast so you can grab it there. It's only £47. I've kept it cheap. And also, the way I work is I love to get to know my clients. So if you buy the winning wardrobe formula and you're not sure about something, you like still don't know what's my body shape, then you just need to jump into my Facebook group, jump on over into my Facebook group and say, hey, Lisa, I got your winning wardrobe formula. I'm still a bit unclear about this, that, the other, and I will help you personally. So it's good to have a personal element because it really helps people to get where they want to be. If you just buy a course, it can just sit in your inbox, you know, and then it's at the bottom of the to-do list. So grab my course, winning wardrobe formula, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes below here to really help you to hone in on what you need to know with your wardrobe. Okay, so now the biggest style myths. Myth number one. This was highlighted to me recently by one of the clients on my bigger course. She said to me, she's in her 50s now, she said, I always thought to look grown up, you have to dress classic. And the thing is, there was a disconnect because her natural inherent style isn't classic. So she was feeling like a scruff bag all the time and thinking that she didn't look grown up and that people only take you seriously if you dress in classic tailoring and classic kind of plain clothes. Now, this is not the case. And this is something that I dive into in the winning wardrobe formula. It's far better to be authentic, to be authentically yourself and to express yourself through your clothes. In order to do that, you need to know what your style type is, to really start to hone in. So that's a massive style myth. You do not need to wear plain classic clothes in order to look smart or in order to be taken seriously. There are many other lovely options out there. You could be a dress person. You could, you know, it could be as easy as just having a few dresses that fit your body nicely. There are certain key things that once you know, you get an aha moment, everything will fall into place. So that's a big myth. You don't need to dress classic to be taken seriously or to look grown up or smart. Myth number two, trends are off limits past a certain age. And again, this kind of goes with the classic thing, you know, the only good clothes are the ones that stand the test of time, that are classic. You know, there is obviously truth in that. But the trends, you know, again, when you get past a certain age, you don't have to start dressing in a classic way. It's not a rule. It's a complete style myth. Trends are for you, because when you know what works for you and what lights you up, then you can be more confident in picking the right trends for you. So I'm someone who's a magpie. I love sparkle. I love glamour glitter. You know, my favorite season is coming up, Christmas. I enjoy wearing things like that. Some people don't. Some people prefer a more low-key look. Some people are true classic people, and they will be better and feel more like themselves in tailoring. But if you want to be a bit more expressive with what you wear, with your fashion, and let's face it, that's what clothes are here for. You know, we have a lot going on. They're here to support us and to make us feel good and to feel confident in certain situations and to send messages to others about how we want to be seen by them, that kind of thing as well. Clothes really are a tool to help us in so many ways. And if you're feeling a bit down, sometimes you can put on a dress and you can be ready to attack the day. It really does have that effect. So thinking that trends are off limits, I mean, there are so many things I can list. You shouldn't wear a mini skirt past a certain age. You can't wear a short dress. You shouldn't wear sequins anymore past a certain age. You can't wear a bikini. You can't, I can't think any more off the top of my head, but I can't wear a leather jacket, you know, things like that. You can't wear Dr. Martens, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. Now, I've also been told as well by people that my dress style is quirky, you know, as if, and they'll say it to me as if I should be feeling, oh, okay, well, I need to smarten up. But because I know that inherently I enjoy wearing what I wear and I feel truly confident in it, it doesn't bother me. But I know that lots of people get really affected by what others think of them when they walk into a room. They think, have I got this right? Am I wearing the right thing? Well, if you're dressing for yourself, then yes, 100%, you've got it right. If that means experimenting with certain trends that work for you, then yes. At the moment, the trend is very much oversized, big sleeves, great big dresses, loose, swishy dresses, all this kind of stuff. That doesn't suit everyone. Really petite people struggle with that kind of trend. So that's a body shape issue, not a style issue. But, you know, that's why finding what suits you and then tweaking it as you go through life to stay current and modern is the best way to go. You know, fashions do change. So if you're still wearing leggings, for example, and a big baggy sweatshirt a few years ago, that's what everyone was doing. Now, not so much. Silhouettes do change. You know, it does help to keep an eye on that kind of thing, to keep your wardrobe current. And that is youthful, keeping your wardrobe up to date and current without being the, you know, dreaded, in inverted commas, but everyone's dreads this, the mutton dressed as lamb thing, you know, when you're looking to try hard. But this is why people shy away from trends and they read these articles, they, oh, I can't wear that, I can't wear this, I'm too old to wear that. Oh, my husband said I'm too old. The amount of times I hear that. Why are you wearing those silver trainers? You're too old to wear that. You know, all these subliminal messages, it's a hard word to say, subliminal, that are coming in from different angles all over the place on a daily basis, subconsciously we're taking them in, things people have said to us in the past, maybe an old boss has said something to us, our mum, you know, all these influences that you have make up who you are. We're all a mosaic of our experiences. And, you know, we dress to express who we are, if we let ourselves, you know, rather than wearing things that you think you should, and that is in inverted commas, wear because you've read it in an article, because you've seen an article that says everyone needs this capsule wardrobe, you need these things in your wardrobe, you should have tailoring in your wardrobe. You know, just as an aside, I do add a sprinkling of tailoring to most of my clients' wardrobes because it is useful. And, you know, I'm very much dress for your day, dress for what you're doing, dress for the occasion, dress appropriately for where you're going. And the reason for that is so that you feel confident in that situation. So there is an element of that that's really important. But the most important thing is just forget the fact that trends are off limits past a certain age. If you've got great legs, wear the short skirt. If you enjoy wearing dresses, wear them. If you like leather jackets, wear them. Just work out what your style is. Are you avant-garde? Are you classic? Are you more relaxed, natural? Are you feminine? There are lots of different style types to consider. So that is myth. You can hear me turning the page in my notes. That is style myth number two. Now, style myth number three is the only clothes that last, that are going to last you, are classic style. Now, let me just sit back and think about this. I saw someone actually on LinkedIn today who was saying that. Who was saying that, you know, in order to have a wardrobe that has longevity, you need plain clothes. You know, you just need like nine pieces. That's it. Nine pieces. I mean, I don't know about you, but I would be so bored every day when I open my wardrobe. I mean, I tire of clothes. I enjoy looking nice. I enjoy dressing up. I'm completely unapologetic about that. I just think it's one of life's joys, you know, to have a compliment from a stranger. Where did you get that dress? That kind of thing. I enjoy that. I know not everyone does. They want to be a bit more under the radar. But the fact that people say that the only clothes that last are classic style is absolute, it's just nonsense. If you're a classic dresser, then yes, of course. If you love wearing plain wide leg trousers and tailored jackets, then you should have those things in your wardrobe, plain silk shirts. Absolutely 100% go for it. If you're not and you're more vintage, you're more relaxed, natural, you prefer to experiment a bit more with your fashion, then obviously that wardrobe is going to bore you to tears. So to have a wardrobe that has longevity, it comes straight back again to knowing your inherent personal style. And then once you know that, you can have less clothes, but more outfits that you truly love, more outfits and more pieces of clothing that set you on fire. So I think, you know, it is better to have a few, to think of it in a completely different way. So to have a wardrobe that has longevity, and it's really important to make our clothes last now more than ever because of the environment, of course. Most brands are now sustainable. So lots of sequins that you'll see are recycled. You know, there's sustainable jeans using a lot less water. There are lots of brands that you can go to that are more sustainable to make sure your wardrobe is good for the environment as well. And obviously I'm not saying, you know, we should have tons of clothes in our wardrobe, but what we should have are a few statement pieces that spark joy, that light us up. So forget having a wardrobe full of plain things that are going to stand the test of time because they dip in, they, you know, they avoid trends and means that you can wear them again and again and again and again. Go for a few bits that really light you up that you may have spent a bit more on. So there's a really beautiful blazer I've got my eye on in Jigsaw this season, which is pink tweed. It's absolutely gorgeous. I know if I bought that, I would have it in my wardrobe for years, but it isn't a boring classic piece. It's got something about it. It's tweed, yes, which is classic, but it's pink. So that's more my style. That's more my personality. So just try to choose a few statement pieces, have some basics. It's about having the right mix. That is a wardrobe that has longevity. That's something that I go into in my course, The Winning Wardrobe Formula. It's about making sure you've got a really balanced wardrobe. That's more important than the actual types of things you've got in your wardrobe. So you would have, make sure you've got the right basics, because if you don't have the right basic things, so if you don't have a couple of plain jumpers, for example, maybe an ivory one or a cream one and a black one, then you won't be able to wear the really patterned skirt. So if you've got a nice patterned skirt, you need to balance it with something plain. You know, it's about balancing the wardrobe. Make sure you've got the right shoes. So all of this is creating a wardrobe with intent. It's shopping with intent, with the knowledge, armed with the knowledge of what really, really works for you as the unique, beautiful individual that you are. That what supports you in your life? What do you need for your lifestyle? How many times are you going out for lunch with clients? How many times are you doing client-facing meetings, what sort of stuff do your clients wear? So, you know, it's about stepping back and really looking at what you need. That's a wardrobe that is functional, that works for you. Not having this wardrobe full of timeless pieces if it doesn't suit you and your inherent style. And this is what I work on with my clients. So if you do want some help, drop me an email, lisa@lisagilbystyle.com. I've recently worked with a lady in Chicago. Hi again, Ranjini. I've got another shout out for you here. You know, she's all the way over in Chicago, but I worked with her. I styled her. I even sent some clothes over to her. You know, I curated an online board of looks and styles that really work for her. So I'm just, you know, making the point that I can work online. I can work in person as well. So if you're interested and you want your wardrobe curated to make sure that it's perfect for you, get in touch or come and join my free Facebook group, Style Power with Lisa Gilby, or you can download my course below, which is just £47, the winning wardrobe formula. And next time, I hope you found that useful. Next time, I'm doing my Christmas outfit special. It's time if you're going to get a Christmas outfit together. The parties are going to start in force really, really soon. So it's good to grab the clothes now, get them before they sell out. I was actually shopping with a client in London on Saturday last week, and you know, a couple of the dresses I got for her have already sold out. So I'm going to give you my top 4 or 5 Christmas outfits on my next episode. So I'll see you then. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Please remember to subscribe and leave me a review, and I'll see you next time.